Time to jump into the Did You Know show for today. And it's myself, Noah Casti, here with Cody Felicia once again. And we're gonna jump right into this. What do you have for
us? Perfect. Okay, let's see. This one is about snails. So, a snail's mouth is no larger than the head of a pin, but it can contain over 25,000 teeth.
25,000 teeth.
Yeah, in the head of a snail. And snails can sleep for 3 years.
That's insane.
I want to sleep for 3 years,
Yeah,
Noah.
That'd be nice. Just wake up and all the problems that you're dealing with currently are just gone.
Because you've been asleep for 3 years. Thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty interesting. Snails live an interesting life.
I don't want to get bit by a snail, though.
No.
Like, could you imagine
25,000
teeth? No, that would hurt, right?
I think so. I mean, they've got to be really small teeth, but I'd still imagine
I think
it would hurt.
Be a little bit of a pinch.
Something.
Maybe.
Good thing that they don't typically bite, I guess.
True.
So mine is actually, if you listen to our promo, I actually say, or Trevor says that, did you know that trailers actually were at the end of movies?
Yeah.
In the gap. Should we say? And so we actually never give the details on it, and so I have the details for that. So for the Did You Know show, did you know the trailers were originally played at the end of the movies, and this is the reason for it. So back then, when movies were played, instead of like before movies came out, they had trailers so to kind of entice you or whatever, they actually did that at the end, and it kind of seems counterproductive. But what the reason for it is, back then when they showed movies, they had a lot of the drive-in theaters and a lot of places like that, so people driving through would catch glimpses of it. And so they actually put it at the end of the movie for when people are passing by and they would see this, it would intrigue them, and then hopefully they'd go and they'd watch the movie. Well, then a Chicago producer, William Selig, I believe is how you pronounce his last name, he had an idea, which now Marvel absolutely completely exposes this technique.
Oh, wow.
Instead of doing the movie trailer per se at the end of the movie, they do a movie trailer for the next movie to kind of put you on a cliffhanger to entice you to come watch the next one, right? And so that was actually William Selig that took that into or made that into an action type of thing, as he used that. He was the first person to ever create that type of thing. And there's also production houses that exclusively only make trailers. And many of them that are really good at it make tons of millions of dollars just doing trailers.
Just doing the trailers.
No movies, just trailers.
I'm really glad that you said that, because I've always wondered myself, I'm like, why would they put it? That doesn't make any sense.
Right,
you know, like, why would you do it at the end? We just watched it. But now, makes sense. Thank you for that. I like that one. That was good. Did you know your heartbeats changes with the music that you're listening to?
No.
I wanted to throw that one in there for you real quick.
I guess now you're going to have me feeling my heartbeat during the show in the morning.
I know, right? I know. I read it earlier and I was like, oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
let's try that.
Check it. Now. All right. Well, thank you, Cody Felicia. I appreciate you stepping in and enjoying and doing this Did You Know show with us. And we'll be back tomorrow for the Thursday edition, and you actually won't be here. You'll be gone tomorrow.
Yep,
so I guess,
be gone tomorrow. It's
me and Lawrence might be doing
Lawrence
it tomorrow.
Link.
Yeah.
Yep, Lawrence is tomorrow. Oh, he's great.
So I've never really like sat down and talked to him. So
you're
it's gonna be a good
time.
You're
gonna have a good time. Yeah, Lawrence is fun.
All right, and that's your Did You Know show for today. We'll see you tomorrow, 2:45.